Good evening, gentlemen. We're doing the Chafetz Chaim. We're up to page Kuf Yud, the fourth chapter, the 11th halakha. You guys with me? Maybe we'll quickly review from the beginning of the halakha. We stopped midstream, we stopped in the middle. The Chafetz Chaim had said that if someone wants to hire a person or to form a partnership or do a shidduch with the person, it is permissible to verify about the person, to do research, even though it could be that they will tell you negative information about the person, being that you're looking into him not for the sake of slandering, but because you want to know the truth so that you won't be harmed, so you won't come to a fight. Well, that's permissible. You just have to tell them why you're looking into him. And then you don't have to worry about Lashon Hara. We added a detail. We said the information must be objective. The fact that subjectively you think he talks too much, he talks too little, he talks too loud, he talks too quiet, that you may not say. Any information must be objective. We also said that certain information should not be revealed off the bat. We also discussed that certain information you have to allow the person to present themselves. A guy has stomach issues, so you know he has stomach issues. But if you let him present it, then he'll be able to tell the girl, you know, I function fine. There happens to be this slight thing that I have stomach issues. I don't digest many foods. I have a sensitivity. He will be able to present it in a way that will be more palatable. So the Chafetz Chaim had said that's permissible because you are asking for a concrete, legitimate purpose, and they understand that's why you're asking, and they're allowed to tell you. The Chafetz Chaim added that you shouldn't take what they say as a complete truth. And we discussed examples of that, where people will sometimes tell you something and you shouldn't be so quick to believe it, not only from a halachic perspective, but also from a realistic perspective. Right?
The one that says it is bad and the one that believes it is just as bad.
We're up to the third line on page Kuf Yud. When you're telling something over, says the Chafetz Chaim, you have to be very careful. Shelo legazem et hadavar. Don't exaggerate. Yoter mikefi shu yodea et berur hadavar. Do not exaggerate beyond what you actually know. You have to be careful how you present things. And there are other details you can see later on in Klal Tet, Ichot Rechilut, Minyan Ze. Aval, we're by the asterisk. Aval, im lo yodia lachavero, et sibat rishato, if you don't tell your friend why you're asking, ve'aseh atzmo kemitnaker, kedei sheyivada lo betov ma'oto shel oto ha'ish. Sometimes you don't want to let on why you are asking. You fear if I tell them I'm asking for a shidduch, then they might be reticent. Maybe they won't divulge all the information. If I just come by and I sit next to them and I say, hey, I hear your friends with Shmero. What can you tell me about him? And we start shooting the breeze, I have a legitimate reason for asking. They don't have a legitimate reason for telling. They don't know that I'm asking for the sake of a shidduch or a partnership. So it's very tempting sometimes to try and find out about a person without their knowing the purpose. Well, then, says the Chafetz Chaim, you run into a problem. Nireh pashut over bazer al lifnei iver. It would seem obvious that then you are causing them to sin. Shal yado yaseh chavero isur. You are trying to get the information which you're legitimately entitled to. But they, if they don't realize why it is permissible to tell you that information, and they still divulge the information, then they are in transgression. Im yisaper alav devarim shel dofi, afilu im emetu. If he tells negative information about the person, even if he's telling the truth, that's not permissible. You have to know why it's necessary. Kasher be'yarnu b'makom acher, as we explained elsewhere, the isur lashon hara, that the prohibition of saying lashon hara, hu afilu al emet, it's even if you're telling the truth, lechol haposkim, according to all halachic authorities. Ve'lo nitan le'amer, and it would not be permissible to tell this information, rak, unless, im mechaven shal yedei sipur bignuto, yitzmach mize tova la'acher. If you anticipate that by saying this negative information, you're benefiting someone, there's a purpose, there's a reason. Aval belav ha'cheilo. But if you don't know of a tangible need, you may not tell over the lashon hara. And this is going to be relevant to all of you. People will ask you about your friends and your roommates in regards to shiduchim. You have to know that you have to say the positive. Now, what about the negative? Go ask a shayla. Find out which negative you're permitted to say and which not. Which negative is relevant. Which negative is objective. Very often, as we said, there are other reasons why you shouldn't be the one to express this information. Ve'av sh'al yedei sipuro nisbav tova la'acher, mikol makom hu lignuto itkaven. If you don't tell the person, you just ask him, what can you tell me about Shmerel? And he doesn't know, so he's just putting down his friend, and he doesn't realize why you're asking. So then even though you're allowed to ask, and he would be allowed to answer if he would know, but now that he doesn't know, he's in fact just slandering his friend. And then he is committing a prohibition. Al ken tzarich la'asot kmo shekatavnu, that's why you do have to explain, I'm asking because I need to know, I'm about to enter a partnership or a shiduch. So that's a difficult halacha. We have to know how to say it, when to say it, to whom to say it, how to present the questions. Okay, there are many more details as we will learn as we go along. There are two footnotes which we will revisit, Bezat Shem, in the future evenings as we move on.